Hallenbach surveys to Broadhagen again. Thinks about that three, but Caleb Tim, who's the tallest player on the floor for the Blue Jays, flashes out to guard Broadhagen and decides not to put it up. Now Zion Turner drives along the baseline. Extra pass, Broadhagen. Now open for the three. Round and out, no good. Studeman tried to tap the rebound, could not. Steckbauer gathers it in. Steckbauer quickly ahead to Chase Bunnell. So the Evergreens are cold at the start of the second half, too. Just tough. Nothing from the outside's been going down for the Evergreens. Tim tries to back in on Broadhagen, goes back out. Steckbauer, now Michael Casper. Casper just lost his man on that rub to Steckbauer. Set, three, good. Quinn Steckbauer. You know, what's hurting here, too, is Steckbauer is the other player who might be Valley Conference Player of the Year, along with Zion Turner. Zion Turner went up, entry pass down inside to Keaton Edwards. Edwards is fouled. To finish that point, Steckbauer and Zion Turner are the two elite players in the conference this year. One of them is going to be Conference Player of the Year. And in this head-to-head matchup, well, Steckbauer is having a better game right now. 16 to Zion Turner's 2. Foul was on Caleb Tim. Evergreen's inbound underneath to Hallenbach. Hallenbach goes to the corner. Here's Studeman for a 3. No good. Off the back rim. And rebounded by Caleb Tim. The Evergreens, 2 minutes into the half, have not scored. And driving to the rim is Steckbauer, who hangs and scores. Steckbauer now has 18. 52-26. Zion Turner now drives, tough, looking for a foul, no call, and a miss. Long outlet pass stolen back by the Evergreens. Here's Hallenbach to the rim. He scores, and he's fouled. First points of the second half go to Brian Hallenbach, and he'll get to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 3 minutes and 2 seconds into the half, the Evergreens did not score. This foul is on Chase Bunnell. It's his first. So during that time, the Evergreens, wow, they went down by 26 points. And Hallenbach scores from the free throw line to complete the three-point play. It's 52-29 now with 16 minutes to play. Coming into the front court, Steckbauer. Zion Turner pesters him, tries to ratchet up the defense. Connor Moots. Moots looks to drive in on Hallenbach. A lot of contact not called. That's kicked by one of the Everest defenders. It is going to stay with the Merrill Blue Jays. Steckbauer will inbound underneath his own basket. Again, Blue Jays up big. The Blue Jays need this win to keep their conference hopes alive. On the inbounds pass, that's a kick. Jake Broadhagen had his leg out, went off, and Steckbauer will inbound again underneath his own basket. Yeah, I mean, the teams, there are three teams that have possibilities. Now, a set three, no good for Chase Bunnell. Keaton Edwards tips it to Hallenbach, head to Broadhagen, open for a three, good! Jake Broadhagen for the Evergreens. Had one three in the first half, has one there in the second half now. 52-32. To the corner now, another three for Casper. That's no good. And Zion Turner gets the rebound. In fact, Turner and Hallenbach both went up together. Hallenbach clears the boards. Get this down below 20 here. To Broadhagen again, set in the corner. Does Jake hit another one? Yes, sir. Back to back for Jake Broadhagen from behind the arc. 52-35. Broadhagen's pumped it up to 9. Steckbauer with Zion Turner on him. Steckbauer's got that arm out, and I hate that that's a no call. And now they're going to call a foul on Zion Turner. I don't like that a bit. Steckbauer's got Zion Turner up there, and Steckbauer keeps his arm and elbow out to brace the defensive player away from him, and then Zion gets called for a reach in his third. That's not good. Zion Turner's going to stay in with the three fouls. Keaton Edwards will come out, and the Evergreens are going to put Ethan Ostrowski back in. Blue Jays inbound underneath. Here's Caleb Tim with Ostrowski on him. Ostrowski tried to knock that away. Tim with a spin move along the baseline. That's nice. He beat Ostrowski on the spin and scores. Caleb Tim now has 11 points. Evergreens try to get that inside to Ostrowski. That's knocked away. Tim along the baseline. That's blocked. Ooh, that looked clean. They're going to get a foul. This may be on Hallenbach. Zion Turner was in the neighborhood, too. That could be Zion Turner's fourth. It is. It's on Zion Turner, his fourth. They're going to keep Zion Turner in here. I mean, you're trailing by 19. Zion's lobbying with his coach. This was a shooting foul, and Chase Bunnell makes his first free throw. We're sponsored by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all of your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market, working hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Second free throw, that's a miss. It stays a 20-point game. Ethan Ostrowski gets the rebound for the Evergreens. 14:20 to play, clock is moving, and Zion Turner indeed has gone out of the game. Long cross-court pass from Hallenbeck trying to get it to Broadhagen. It's knocked out of bounds by one of the Merrill defenders. Evergreens will keep it. Big Jake will inbound right in front of the Everest bench to Hallenbeck, who's directing traffic. Yeah, the Evergreens kept Zion Turner in with three fouls and promptly picked up his fourth. Now Broadhagen, another three. He's had the hot hand before. That one's short. And the rebound cleared by Connor Moots. Moots into the front court with his dribble. This is Michael Casper. Casper to the rim, double-teamed underneath. He held up, got his man up in the air, and Michael Casper scores. Casper has 10. 57-35. 19-point shortfall at halftime, down by 22 now. Ostrowski on the low blocks, got Moots on him. Ostrowski tries to lean in, rolls around, and will not go down. And Caleb Tim gets the rebound, another one-and-done trip. Tim will hand it off to Chase Bunnell. Bunnell picked up his dribble, goes back out to Michael Casper. Blue Jays have such a big lead at this point that they can be deliberate. They can wait for the one they want. Driving up and in, Steckbauer over Ostrowski. Steckbauer now up to 20 points. Hallenbeck the other way hangs. That was partially blocked and missed. Didn't get anything. No call either. That was clean. 57-35. Blue Jays coming back to the rim, scoring, and a foul. Chance for a three-point play. Caleb Tim. Blue Jays are beating the Evergreens in every aspect of the game. Foul is on Ostrowski, his second, team's fourth. Tim to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. I have something administrative that's happening over at the scorer's table. Not sure what this is about. Now the referee that went over there is just given the two thumbs up, and Caleb Tim is coming to the free throw line to try and complete a three-point play, which he does. Hate to say it, but the Blue Jays are widening on the Evergreens. 62-35. Caleb Tim will go out. Blue Jays can be a little bit deeper on their bench. Pearson Payan has come back in. He did a stretch in the first half. Sievertson down low to Ostrowski, double-teamed. Back out to Hallenbeck. Now to Sievertson, looking for his first points of the second half. It's a three, and it's good. Well, that answers the traditional three that the Evergreens gave up on the other end. 62-38. Steckbauer almost lost the handle. Looks to drive in, got a whistle, traveled. Steckbauer took an extra step. The Euro glide is called, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. Basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Blue Jays are taking a timeout. They're up big with 12 and a half to play in this game. They lead 62-38. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Auto technicians talk about how vital it is to keep up to date on all the internal changes that go on and in every new model year. The innovations are impressive. While the changes aren't just limited to electronic technology and convenience factors, bodies and frames have come a long way too. Pickups like new F-150s and cars like Audis have gone on aluminum diets, and that requires special equipment and certified techs when bodywork is necessary. You'll discover the facility, the tools, the equipment, and the training at Abra Auto Body. Aluminum certified. Northside, Wausau.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports! At the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, I'm Chris Conley. This has been all Blue Jays. Evergreens got off to a kind of slow start. Evergreens leading scorer Zion Turner has been off his game tonight. Has only 2 points and stays on the bench out of this timeout. Zion is saddled with four fouls. Evergreens will have the ball out of the timeout, and there's 12:39 left in the game. Yeah, the Blue Jays, the Marshfield Tigers, and the Spash Panthers are the three teams that still have possibilities of finishing in first place. So the Blue Jays need to win here to not lose any ground. Studeman is called for a travel. You know what? Studeman was knocked to the ground by Nathan Waller. No whistle on that. And as Studeman tried to get back up, he's called for the travel. Another turnover. Blue Jays have the ball. Evergreens have not really been careful enough with the ball either. And the Blue Jays have played better than the Evergreens, so they deserve the lead that they have. To the baseline, Connor Moots. Nate Waller's got it, and Studeman tries to guard him, and here's a foul on Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck came out, tried to be part of a double team. Quinn Steckbauer, who was out for just a moment, coming back in. And so is Caleb Tim. For Hallenbeck, that is his third. You know, I'd be tempted at this point in the game. I mean, it's his senior night. I think I'd want to put Zion Turner back in. Let him play as far as he goes. See how long it takes for the fifth foul to come, if it comes at all. Blue Jays have the ball and a 26-point lead. Chase Bunnell gives it over to Nathan Waller. Waller gets it back. Studeman guards him closely and now gets it over to Caleb Tim. Tim, that pass is stolen, but, dribbled out of bounds by Cade Sievertson. Sievertson stole the pass but couldn't keep it in bounds. Ball went over the line right in front of the scorer's table. It'll go back to the Blue Jays. Again, the Evergreens are going to have some time to think about this one. They don't play again until next Thursday night, and they'll know their opponent by the time they play. Pass goes out to Pearson. Payan, three, good. Payan had one in the first half, has one here. 65-38, this is Merrill's biggest lead. Hallenbeck for the Evergreens. Gives it over to Ostrowski, back to Hallenbeck. 11.5 left in this one. Hallenbeck shakes off his man. A lot of dribbling here. Gives over to Sievertson, who forces a three, and it's short. Wasn't really separated from Steckbauer. Long rebound comes out to the Blue Jays. 3-on-3 to the rim. Missing at the rack is Pearson Payan. Hallenbeck gets the rebound. Merrill's got three players back. Hallenbeck looked to drive in. Whistle and a foul. That's a break for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck, truth be known, dribbled that off his foot, and that was clean. There was no contact there. Foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays, though. Officials just saw it differently than me. Chase Bunnell is called for his second foul. For the Blue Jays, only their third, and the Evergreens will inbound underneath. This one's non-shooting. Hallenbeck will inbound. The two seniors, Jake Broadhagen and Zion Turner, are on the bench right now. Keaton Edwards has come in. Keaton dribbled once or twice. Gives it back up now to Alex Studeman. Studeman tries to shake free of his man. Looks to drive into the double. It's blocked. You know what? The player fell on top of Studeman, and that's not called. Back at the other end, points for the Blue Jays, Chase Bunnell. 67-38. The Evergreens trail by 29. Sievertson looked to drive in. Knocked away. Keaton Edwards picks it back up. Back to Hallenbeck, who will shoot the three, and it's good. Brian Hallenbeck, who now has 14 for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck's the only guy, really, for the Evergreens, seems to be on his game. While spinning to the rim, that was clean. Quinn Steckbauer missed at the rim, and a whistle sound. He's going to get two free throws. Cade Sievertson has picked up his third foul. There's no contact there. Again, I mean, the little calls don't matter. It's a 26-point lead for the Blue Jays right now, and Steckbauer's got a couple of free throws coming up here. He makes the first. Steckbauer is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And here comes Zion Turner with the four fouls back in. So again, should Zion pick up another foul, he would walk off this home floor probably for the last time. Steckbauer's second free throw, good. 10.5 to go. 69-41. Blue Jays have just put more and more distance between them and the Evergreens. To the corner, Ostrowski. The Evergreens have the ball here. Zion Turner in. Hallenbeck with the dribble. Turner plays weak guard here. Studeman. Fancy dribble. Now to Zion Turner. First touch since coming back in. Zion makes the extra pass down low to Hallenbeck, who misses at the rim. Hallenbeck follows his own rebound and is fouled on a putback attempt. I think two free throws coming up here for Hallenbeck. clock stops with 10:04 to play. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Michael Casper picks up his second foul. And Brian Hallenbeck's first free throw is good. One more coming. And that one is good, too. Brings Hallenbeck up to 16 points. Now under 10 minutes to play in the game, 69-43. Quinn Steckbauer gets it to the corner, Chase Bunnell. Bunnell looks to drive in. It's a carry. Carry by Chase Bunnell. He palmed that ball as he started his move towards the basket. Goes over to the Evergreens. Blue Jays will sub. Pearson Payan, who had an extended time in, goes out in favor of Connor Moots. So the Blue Jays, up by 26, opt to put another starter back in. Okay. Zion Turner will walk it back up. Turner runs the offense here to Hallenbeck. Turner sets a high screen to Studeman, looks to drive in, cut off there by the Caleb Tim, the tall player. Tim, 6'5". Zion Turner's got it back out, pops the three, top of the key, good! Zion Turner's got a three, now has 5 points. So something goes down for Z, that's nice to see. 69-46. Steckbauer on Turner. Turner's got a right. Yeah, Turner had to back out, could not give up the fifth foul, and Steckbauer knew it. Steckbauer drove to the basket and scored. 71-46. That's the problem with the four fouls. You can't guard up Steckbauer like that. Hallenbeck straight on three off the back bracket. Too much of a line drive. No air under it. Rebound comes out to player back in is Michael Casper. Goes down low to Caleb Tim. Tim's along the baseline, guarded by Keaton Edwards. Goes back out to Chase Bunnell. Bunnell drives in. A lot of traffic. Turned over to Zion Turner. Two on three. Blue Jays have three players back. Turner gives it up to Ostrowski. Open for a three. Halfway down. And then rattles out. Ouch. And Caleb Tim gets the rebound. Now 8.5 until final horn. Steckbauer splits defenders and is fouled. It's either on Ostrowski or Keaton Edwards. Let's see who they assess this foul to. It's going to be assessed on Ethan Ostrowski, his third. This is a shooting foul, so Steckbauer is going to get two free throws. The Evergreens have no more fouls to give. The Blue Jays shoot for the rest of the game. Steckbauer with a rare miss. One more coming. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time for the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. And go Evergreens. 72-46 as Steckbauer hits the second of the two free throws. Zion Turner looks to drive in, leads it back to Studeman. Studeman drives in, lost the handle, turned over. Picked up by Moots, stolen right back by Hallenbeck, who gives it to Ostrowski underneath, who scores. Teams trade turnovers, and Ostrowski gets his first points of the night. 72-48. Evergreens with 26 points to find and 8 minutes left in the ballgame. That seems like a tall order. Extra pass down low. Michael Casper down low. Stripped is Caleb Tim. Stripped away by Keaton Edwards. Hallenbeck right to the rim. Hangs. Hallenbeck is fouled. Hallenbeck will get to the free throw line. Basketball is sponsored by the Bone Joint Center, offering comprehensive podiatry, orthopedic, spine, and sports medicine care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, Merrill, and Plover. And online at bonejoint.net. Caleb Tim has been called for his second foul. Hallenbeck, who is 3-for-3 from the free throw line, has two more free throws coming up here. And it's good. Evergreens will sub in some more outside shooting. Colton Kielman and Cade Sievertson come in. Alex Studeman, who's been off tonight, no points. And Keaton Edwards go out. Second free throw for Hallenbeck. Good. Evergreens trailed by 19 at halftime. They trail by 22 now. It's 72-50. Here's Quinn Steckbauer. Clock's moving. 7:40 left. Over to Connor Moots. Moots looked to drive in, gets it to the corner, Chase Bunnell. Bunnell surveys, back to Steckbauer. Wow, Steckbauer almost traveled, almost slipped down to the floor. Splitting defenders, blocked by Hallenbeck and saved along the baseline by Colton Kielman. Hustle play, rejecting Steckbauer inside. Now to the baseline, Colton Kielman passes up the three. Zion Turner back out to Hallenbeck. Wow, that three was open. Hallenbeck's got to shoot that. Instead, the Evergreens reset. Back in Zion Turner's hands, he drives in. Turner is fouled while moving to the basket. Non-shooting. It is the sixth on the Blue Jays this half, so they have one more to give. It is the third personal foul on Chase Bunnell. Fouled Turner as he was driving in. Hallenbeck limbbound underneath. In traffic to Colton Kielman, forced it up and missed at the rim. That ball was tied up. And they're going to call a foul? No, that ball was tied up. Oh, my goodness. Let's see if the officials huddle up and get this right. This should be Everest ball on a tie-up. And no, they're going to call a foul on the Evergreens. Nothing goes right for the Evergreens here. We'll go down to the other end, and we'll shoot a 1-1. Well, Coach Rocky Bolden's response to the bad call is muted because, I mean, his team is down by 22. Who knows? You can actually miss the 1-1 and get the ball right back. Nathan Waller is going to shoot it. And the foul is on Ethan Ostrowski, who's picked up his fourth. So Zion Turner is on the floor with four. Ostrowski will stay on the floor with four. The front end of the 1-1 is good. And another free throw coming. Eyes the rim. Free throw is true. Blue Jays are calling a timeout. 7:13 left. Merrill 74, D.C. Everest 50. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Man, I need a change of scenery. Work is bumming me out.
You should come work with me at Line Tech.
You know I don't have any industrial experience.
You don't need experience. That's why it's such a great place to work. Line Tech starts you out at $17.50 an hour and $20 an hour on nights after 1 year. And no swing shift. And I can move to a different shift within 18 months. You know what else is cool?
What?
I also get 3 weeks of vacation on January 1st for working there a year. Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Grab it. Just go to linetech.com.
Line Tech is an equal opportunity employer. Women, minorities, protected veterans, and individuals with disabilities are encouraged to apply.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Five Forks!
It's the early stages of the first half. It's 74-50. Evergreens will have the ball out of this timeout. We are sponsored by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Out of the timeout, Ostrowski will inbound to Zion Turner, both playing with four fouls. And Zion's been kind of quiet today. I mean, you wish it wasn't an off night on senior night. Zion Turner's got 5 points. I mean, a bad night here does nothing to diminish Zion Turner's fabulous career. Zion drove to the basket there and had it stolen. Chase Bunnell ripped it away. That turnover on Zay. And over to Connor Moots. Moots picked up his dribble, gets it over to Michael Casper. Now under 7 minutes to play, Casper to Steckbauer, and Steckbauer backs it back out. The Blue Jays seem content to run a little time off here. Steckbauer, while split defenders, hangs and scores. That's a pretty drive to the basket for Quinn Steckbauer. 76-50. Zion Turner here to Ostrowski, who fakes the three. Cross court to Zion Turner, almost over his head. Zion will take the three anyway. That one's no good. Got a whistle underneath. This is a loose ball foul. Who's it on? You know, our referee has sounded the whistle but hasn't pointed one way or another. I think this is a loose ball foul on the Blue Jays. And if so, it's a 1-1 for the Evergreens. It is on Connor Moots. So now we'll have to see if they remember who was fouled. Colton Kielman, I think, is going to shoot the 1-1 for the Evergreens. This was a loose ball foul off the Zion Turner miss. So Colton Kielman to the free throw line. Line drive, no good. So it amounts to an empty trip. Blue Jays get the rebound. long down court pass, and missing at the rim is Michael Casper. Ostrowski with the four fouls contested it. Ball is loose. How can that not be a foul on the Blue Jays? The Merrill player rolled right on top of Zion Turner. That should not be a jump ball. That's got to be a foul. The ball was loose. The Blue Jay player rolled on top of Zion Turner. That's got to be a foul on the Blue Jays. And it is. They got that right. I mean, yes, some of the loose balls are free-for-alls, and you can dive for it and try and get it. You can't dive on top of the opposing player. The foul is on Caleb Tim, and Zion Turner will go to the free-throw line. He'll shoot the one and one. And Zion missed it. Ostrowski gets the rebound, tips it back out to Keelman for a three. That is a miss two. So the Evergreens get nothing out of that trip. To the front court, Michael Casper. This is going to be a lopsided loss for the Evergreens. In fact, this will be their worst loss of the season since falling to Eau Claire North. From the corner, a long three for Michael Casper, no good. Colton Keelman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. To Hallenbeck, who drives in. Hallenbeck tries to windmill at the rim, misses. Gets his own rebound. Hallenbeck is fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. Hallenbeck was fouled by Caleb Tim, who's picked up his fourth. Unfortunately, this game is physical enough that it looks like in this blowout kind of non-competitive game, we're going to have a lot of free throws before this game goes final. So the final 5 minutes and 37 seconds are just going to bleed away here. Hallenbeck makes the first free throw. Hallenbeck is 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Ethan Ostrowski is coming out, and Jake Broadhagen's coming back in. So the Everest senior is going to get some extended playing time here. Jake Broadhagen back in for Everest. Hallenbeck got both of his free throws. So our new score is 76-52. Blue Jays will walk this up. So the two seniors are on the floor right now, and the Evergreens put Braden Kinderman back in too. Looking to drive in traffic. Steckbauer hangs, protected the ball with his left hand, and scored. Steckbauer's last two drives to the basket have been pretty. 78-52. Zion Turner to Broadhagen. Everybody's going to run plays for their seniors here, I think. Back to Zion Turner. Thought about the three, gets a screen. Zion Turner pops a long two. That's good. Zion Turner gets himself up to seven for the night. 78-55. Steckbauer with his dribble, and now under 5 minutes to play. Over to Michael Casper. Casper beat Zion Turner. Turner bumped him, and that's going to be it for Zion Turner. Zion Turner is called on kind of a touchy foul, and Zion Turner has just fouled out of this game. The Everest fans are going to give Zion Turner, I think, a well-deserved hand once they realize that Zion Turner's night is over. Zion Turner, don't like the call. I mean, it's touchy. And Zion Turner has fouled out. And the Everest student section appreciates Zion Turner as he fouls out of the game with 7 points. Again, the struggles of tonight do nothing to diminish what has been a fabulous basketball career for Zion Turner. Front end of the 1-1 from Michael Casper is a miss. And should the officiating crew have known that that would have been Zion's fifth, you wish that he wouldn't go out on something so touchy. Driving, underhand, scooping shot, Kate Sievertson scores for the Evergreens. 78-57 with 4.5 left. Here's Steckbauer now to the corner. Tell you, the Blue Jays, who've been up big, have done nothing to take time off the clock in this second half. They've been in go mode throughout. Chase Bunnell, extra pass to Caleb Tim. Tim is fouled. That's Pearson Payan. Payan's going to get two free throws. A lot of fouls in this game. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Who's that one on? It's on Colton Keelman, only his first. Two free throws for Payan, who misses the first one. Had a three in the first half and had a three in the second. Payan is on 6 points. I mean, this brings the interesting question out. Who do you like as Valley Conference champion? Will it be these Merrill Blue Jays, the Marshfield Tigers, or the Spash Panthers? Spash has a lot of experience, got that. You know what? On the inbound play, they've called a foul on the Blue Jays, and we're going to walk all the way down to the other end, and the Evergreens are going to shoot free throws. This is before the ball was inbounded on Moots. Both teams are in the double bonus. So Braden Kinderman is going to shoot two free throws. Yeah, these free throws come without any time coming off the clock. At this pace, we'll be here all night. Kinderman's first free throw, no good. Just taking a look at Zion Turner on the bench. Zion Turner is sitting between Alex Studeman and the sophomore Logan Ebersold. Looks calm, and there'll be some celebrations and congratulations afterwards this game. Senior night for Kinderman. Senior night for Broadhagen and for Turner. Second free throw from Kinderman was good. It's 79-58. Steckbauer drives the rim. There's like a foul on every play now. Steckbauer was fouled. Anthony King is in the game for the Evergreens, and Anthony King is going to get called for this foul. Steckbauer will get a chance to add to his scoring total. Steckbauer makes his first. And one more coming. I get the feeling that I like the Merrill Blue Jays as those three teams as the one that I think may eventually win, because Merrill, good outside shooting, but they have some size too. The hottest of the three teams in the logjam at the top of the Valley Conference standings, Marshfield. So I mean, Marshfield is playing the best. Down low, pass too high. Colton Keelman was trying to set up Kinderman down low, threw it out of bounds. Exactly 4 minutes, well, 4:01 left in the game. Blue Jays now are pulling their starters. And the Blue Jays have just violated the inbound pass rule. Well, they're going to let them do it over again? Okay. Caleb Tim was going to put the ball in play. They're going to say that the referee didn't hand it to him properly. It went off his hands, and he had to re-inbound the ball. Okay, I guess. Let's see. Steckbauer is on the bench now, taking a straight-on three. It's Payan, no good. Kinderman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Ahead now to Colton Keelman, to Jake Broadhagen. Broadhagen's in. Broadhagen takes the three. That one's short. Kinderman gets the offensive rebound. Ball loose. Merrill has it. And Merrill will pull it back out. Pearson Payan gives it in the corner to Michael Casper. And the Blue Jays pull this ball out. Connor Moots holds. Moots looks to drive in. Broadhagen cut him off. Goes back out to Michael Casper and now into the corner to Nathan Waller. Waller drives along the baseline, bumped soundly, no whistle. And the Blue Jays are content to run a little bit of clock for the first time in the entire evening. No look pass down low. Waller to Payan, who scores. 83-56. A three ball here from Sievertson. No good. Blue Jays get the rebound. Long outlet pass ahead to Michael Casper, who's all alone, and scores. It gets worse and worse for the Evergreens. 85-58. Evergreens are putting in more subs. Broadhagen for a three. Short. Long rebound comes out to the Blue Jays and Nathan Waller. 2:30. And the garbage time in this game is kind of ugly. And the Blue Jays are going to call a timeout. It will allow both teams to get their subs in. Jamerson Morgan and Logan Ebersol are coming in. Jake Broadhagen is coming out. They're just saying they're going to leave Jake in. No, Jake Broadhagen will come out. Congratulations, Jake. Coming off the Everest home court, probably for a final time as a senior. Jake Broadhagen tonight. 9 points on three threes. Again, Zion Turner, if you were joining us a little bit late, Zion Turner is fouled out and had only seven tonight. Merrill gets the ball to inbound out of the timeout. 2:20 left in this ballgame. Connor Moots stolen here by Jamison Morgan. Morgan splits defenders, a little bit out in front of him. Morgan gets it down low to Kinderman. No look now over to the corner. Kinderman gets it back out. Evergreens almost turned this over. From the foul line extended, Kinderman no good. Ball's loose on the end line. Jamison Morgan couldn't squeeze it. Goes out of bounds off him. And the ball will go over to the Blue Jays. This is the Merrill crowd reacting as some of their secondary players are coming in. Bryce Dyson is in. Bryce Dyson looks like he plays offensive line for the football team. I would not be surprised. On the overplay, Connor Mootz pulls up. Mootz scores. Beg your pardon, that was Jacob Leopold. Leopold's one of the backups. That's why the crowd goes crazy. It's the 20 of Leopold who gets himself into the scorer's column. There's 1:45 left in the game. 87-58. Evergreen's Kinderman has it. Hands it back out to Logan Ebersole. Cooper Bradfish now is handling the ball. Over the top now to Ebersole, who reverses at the rim and misses. Ball is loose. Kinderman tries to save it all the way out to the half-court line. The Blue Jays tip this ahead, up and in for Dan Pepke, one of the Merrill backups, who has also scored. The Evergreens are down by 31 now, 89-58. The Merrill bench is outplaying the Everest bench. Now under a minute to play. On the overplay, Cooper Bradfish puts up a three. It's short, no good. And Bryce Dyson gets the rebound. It'll be a mercy if the Blue Jays just hold this ball out. 59-86. They're driving to the rim instead. It's a miss. And Jamison Morgan gets the rebound. Jacob Leopold was looking for more points. 35 seconds left. Open for a three. Ebersole, good. Logan Ebersole. Sophomore for the Evergreens. Hits a three. Gets the Evergreens above 60. 89-61. Final 20 seconds of the ball game, and that's the Merrill crowd whooping it up across the way at the Evergreens' expense. This was a tour de force by the Blue Jays today. Time's going to run down. Congratulations to the Merrill Blue Jays. They were the better team today. The final score is 89-61. And congratulations to the two DC Everest seniors on their night, senior night, for Zion Turner and for Jake Broadhagen. We'll total up a not-so-pretty scorecard, and we'll be back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.